Good afternoon, the House Committee on Transportation and Economic Development will come to order. Looks like we have four bills to hear today. We'll start with a public hearing on Senate Bill 145. Zach.
Senate Bill 145A authorizes Public Utility Commission and the Department of Revenue to exchange information ensuring compliance with the Residential Service Protection Fund and tax for emergency service requirements.
Thank you. So we're getting the list. I think we have the commissioner here. Commissioner.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Excuse me. I'm already confused. Co-chairs Reed and Benz. My name is Susan Ackerman. I'm a commissioner with the Oregon Public Utility Commission. I'm here in support of Senate Bill 145. This does two things. Very quickly, it conforms the definition of telecommunications relay service in the Oregon statutes to the current Federal Communications Commission's definition of the same thing. So that brings us up to date there. The second thing it does is it authorizes, it reflects an authorization that came in 2009 for the PUC and the Department of Revenue to exchange information about the work required to carry out the Residential Service Protection Fund and the 911 fee. That bill, Senate Bill 30-300 language, was included in the laws for the Department of Revenue, but not for the OPUC, and this would also include that same language in the PUC's regulations. And I'm happy to have questions if you.
That's a very simple explanation. Thank you. Other questions? I'm amazed. This might be the first time in session that someone's given an explanation that didn't provoke any questions. Still no questions. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You are the only person who has signed up to be heard on Senate Bill 145. Is there anyone else who would like to be heard on this bill? I don't see anyone. Committee, are we ready to go?
Ready. Let's go wait for
Representative Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I thought somebody might come to testify today. Have we heard anything from, water folks? The various people, and it may not matter, but the people who, either users of water or other people in that realm, I know we're not going to hear it in testimony, but anything from them, everything I know.
Are you talking about Senate Bill 145?
Nope, I'm not. So we can go back to that one then. I don't have any questions about that one.
Okay.
I would think it would be strange if the water people came in on that bill.
I was going to say I can't speak for everyone, but no one has spoken to me about water in Senate Bill 145.
Yeah.
Close the public hearing on Senate Bill 145 and open a work session on Senate Bill 145. Representative Benz.
Mr. Chair, move Senate Bill 145A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Benz has moved Senate Bill 145A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Nothing about water. I don't see. Any objections? Don't see any. Motion carries. And Senate Bill 145 heads to the floor with the passed recommendation. Anyone like to carry?
It's a consent calendar.
I think that's a good suggestion. Representative Benz has suggested the bill go to the consent calendar. Is there any objection to that? So he will ask that the bill be placed on the consent calendar and close the work session on Senate Bill 145. I misplaced the agenda already. So open a public hearing on Senate Bill 877. Zach.
Senate Bill 877A modifies requirements for the Oregon coordinate system for land surveying. And before us, we have the dash two amendments.
Okay. Ron Singh, the only person signed up.
Good afternoon, Co-Chair Benz and Reed and members of the committee. My name is Ron Singh. I am, my address is 12425 Northwest Marshall Street, Portland, Oregon, 97229. I am here testifying as a private individual. However, I am also the Chief of Surveys for the Department of Transportation. And the reason I'm here as a private individual is the development of this coordinate system was earlier than expected, and so we wanted to get it into this session rather than wait till the next. And so the agency approved me to just bring it as a private individual. So I'm here testifying on behalf of the technical of the Oregon Coordinate Reference System Technical Development Team, which consisted of it was a public-private academic partnership. And in my written testimony on the back, it lists the folks that are were on that team. So the coordinate system essentially modernizes a system that was developed in the 1930s that had a lot of distortion. The system was developed to accommodate the land values and the accuracy requirements of the 1930s, but we have far surpassed that. And so this new coordinate system essentially enables much higher accuracy and low distortion, and it can be used for engineering, surveying, any kind of land work that you do. And it's intended to not necessarily replace the Oregon coordinate system, but supplement it. And so the reason we are wanting this bill is a lot of the federal agencies require coordinate systems to be in statute before they support it, and it basically provides viable acceptance by the engineering, surveying, and mapping professionals. As it stands today, Oregon Revised Statute Chapter 93, which is really intended to be for conveyancing and recording, contains the technical definitions for the existing coordinate systems. And so rather than add to that chapter with hundreds of pages of coordinate values for, we wanted to move the definitions for the existing coordinate systems out, place them into an OAR that would be administered by an advisory committee and ODOT, and redirect references, previous references in various chapters to from ORS 93 to this new OAR. The bill does not force the use of the coordinate system for anybody. It doesn't have any fiscal impact to anyone that chooses to use it, and I urge your vote in support of it.
Thank you very much, Mr. Singh. Are there any questions? Representative Bentz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If the movement from a less precise system to a more precise system results as it should in greater precision, there's going to be descriptions or uses that we made previously that are wrong as measured by the new system. How do we address that?
Co-Chair Bentz, the issue that you bring up has been in existence from the very start of the state of Oregon, or even prior to that, when land was established using a system that was, in effect, much less accurate. And so monuments prevail rather than descriptions, and this does not intend to in any way redo anything of the past. It just enables us, when we create new works, to be on a new high-performance, low-distortion coordinate system. When we retrace land boundaries, et cetera, we have to study the era of the time it was surveyed, and we have to follow in those footsteps of those surveyors and account for those situations of that era. So this does not make anything retroactive.
Builds somewhat on our discussion in the Revenue Committee around corners, doesn't it?
It does.
Do you have a follow-up?
I do. This will dramatically reflect my ignorance on this, but I'm used to it. When we measure the distance, it's a linear measure, but if you're a mountainous terrain or something like that, you end up, it's much more difficult. Is that one of the things that this is designed to try to address?
Correct. What this does is all of our work that we do for engineering, surveying, land boundaries, anything, is all put onto a plane, a flat plane. And so when you take the Earth that is actually a spheroid and flatten it, you introduce a lot of distortion. And the system that was developed in the 1930s did not consider the additional distortion created by height or elevation. And so this does. And so all of our measurements are horizontal and flat, but projected down to a plane. So, for example, if you owned property in Central Oregon and you measured on the ground 1,000 feet, if you measured on the coordinate system in the existing system, you will not own 1,000 feet of land. It will be substantially less. And so you have to bring it up to ground, and that's what this is trying to do, is trying to minimize the distortion created by curvature and height.
Thank you.
I wonder, Mr. Chair, if we can create some sort of an exception when this, I hope this bill goes to the floor, and we have someone like Mr. Singh come with us to explain it to our
For sure.
So, any other questions or discussion?
Chair.
Representative
Bayh. I thought I saw an amendment.
Yes, you did.
Bill.
You did. It's the A2. Do we know Zach who brought those amendments?
I did.
Okay. Could you describe the amendments then? And
yes.
Maybe that's what you were
asking,
please. Co-Chair Reed. And, the amendments, there were two amendments. The first one was when we presented the language to Legislative Council to draft into a bill. They mistakenly used the term Oregon Coordinate Reference System for Oregon Coordinate System, and they're two separate things. So that was the first amendment was to correct that. The second amendment
is that, and when you say the first amendment, that's one that has already been adopted. So we
correct.
Don't. Okay, so that
okay.
The A2 is the one we're particularly interested in, is that's in front
correct.
Of us now.
Okay, the A2 amendment simply does two things. It was incorrectly stated the Oregon Coordinate Reference System of 2011, and we wanted to strike the of 2011 because its official name does not contain that in there.
Okay.
The second one was one of the members on this committee that was going to help develop and manage the Oregon Administrative Rule was supposed to be a member from the Oregon Geographical Information Council. And in drafting the original bill, the Legislative Council did not use their official name, but they used language to describe a council authorized by the governor. And the Oregon Geographical Information Council asked that we use their official name. So I went back to Legislative Council, and this is what they
promoted. And that council already exists?
It exists,
okay.
Correct.
Very good. Representative Bayh, that
answers my question. Thank
Great.
You.
Very good. Representative Vince.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I just was referring to your testimony. The under the background paragraph, the first paragraph, second sentence, the Oregon State Plane Coordinate System being used by surveyors interests was developed 75 years ago, designed to provide maximum distortion. Is that correct, maximum distortion?
Sorry, it was designed to, intent of the sentence was to provide a maximum distortion that was, how do I explain it? That met the land values of the area. So it was not intended to develop maximum distortion. It was the maximum distortion of the coordinate system was
to put a limit on the distortion?
The land values and the accuracy requirements.
I understand.
Maybe I could have written that sentence better.
No, but I understand it now. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for the clarification. That helped me too. Other questions? So it's your hope for us to adopt the amendments as well, and then that the bill would proceed?
Correct.
Very good. Okay. So no one else has signed up to testify. Would anyone else like to be heard on Senate Bill 877? I don't see any. Committee, are we ready? I'll close the public hearing on Senate Bill 877. Open a work session on Senate Bill 877. Representative Bentz.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill the dash 2 amendments to Senate Bill 877 actually says a dash A2
right.
Dated 4/29/11.
Thank you. Representative Bentz has moved the dash A2 amendments dated April 29th, 2011. Any questions or discussion? Don't see any objection to the motion. Don't see any. The motion is adopted. Representative Bentz.
Chair, I move Senate Bill A77. A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Bentz moves Senate Bill 877A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Don't see any. Objections? Don't see any. Motion carries. Senate Bill 877A as amended goes to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Representative Bentz, what do you think?
I'm happy to carry it as long as everyone understands there will be maximum distortion.
Thank you. Representative Bentz will carry it with distortion expected. We'll close the work session on Senate Bill 877. And open a work session on Senate Bill 142. Zach, could you remind us, please?
Senate Bill 142, revised regulation of water utilities by the Public Utility Commission.
Representative Smith?
Are we taking a testimony out?
We certainly could if you had questions. This might be one about water.
It is. That's what I had a question about before. I just wanted to hear the endorsement from our chairs or people who have looked at it even more closely, and that user groups and et cetera are, you know, at least weighed in to the extent they ought.
Well, Representative Smith, I can certainly say no one has come to me. Sometimes silence is assent, but I have not heard any objections or any testimony either direction, actually.
Representative Bence, do you know anything about, you know, does this seem real smart, real good?
Mr. Chair, Representative Smith, my recollection is from the answers we obtained from our, I think we just had one witness.
Mm-hmm. He's here again, too, if we want to hear from him again.
It might be worthwhile to have him come back up if he doesn't mind.
Please. Or even if he does, I suppose.
That's right. Mr. Chair, if I could ask
please,
a question or two.
Please do.
And forgive me, I've forgotten your name.
My name is Mark Kelman of the Public Utility Commission.
Thanks.
And Mark, maybe you could refresh at least my memory on the question, which was, did this bill provide opportunity for those who are in utilities that serve fewer than 500 customers that they don't currently have? The issue, of course, is what does this bill do for those smaller utilities? Is it designed to help them? Or give us the purpose of the bill, if you could, again, please.
Well, the purpose of the bill is just to clarify the statute so that they work together and have sense to them. For the customers under 500, I would say that there's little or no impact other than the rate at which a small water company would come under service regulation would be increased to $24 from the current $18.
Mr. Chair,
please.
Then tell us again, the primary purpose of the bill is to do what?
Is to clarify the current statutes and to make them consistent. There are issues with the way that the current statutes are worded, where you get some results that don't seem to make sense. So, for example, where you have companies that aren't required to file tariffs with the commission, and yet they're required to charge the rates that are filed. So there are just some inconsistencies in the language, and this cleans that up. There is no intent in the change of any of the language of the bill.
So I want to make sure I heard you correctly just there. It's your testimony that this doesn't change the way things actually work as they are now. It's just clarifying within the bill how it's written. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Representative.
Commissioner, the change from $18, when you answered this before, to $24 accomplishes what?
Essentially, it keeps track of, to some extent, inflation that's occurred over time. The $18 was originally instituted in 2003, and so something that costs $18 costs more today, and so it's, to a large degree, just tracking inflation, because it costs more for utilities to conduct business, and if we didn't change that threshold, then more and more small water companies would fall under service regulation for no other reason than inflation.
Right. Thank you.
Representative Smith?
No, this helps, and I found some additional notes made on it. The purpose discussion helps. my question was, as we move quickly and have bills where we only have one testifier, I think there's a risk that it lulls us into assuming it's wonderful rather than, and I get that assumption more strongly when there's more aggressive scrutiny and debate, but I don't see a particular problem with the bill.
Any other discussion while we have Mr. Cowan here? I don't see him. Representative Benz, I think we might be ready.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 142 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Benz moves Senate Bill 142 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chair. I'll be a no vote in committee today, but I'll reserve the right to vote yes on the floor. But the 18 to 24 is a pretty big jump, but I can understand the period of time that it's been over too, so I just want to look into it a little further and get a chance to put some feelers outside. So
let me make sure I've misunderstood it, but if I've heard the testimony correctly, the increase in that means that those the threshold for regulation increases. Is that correct?
Yes. That is correct.
Okay. So I'm just making sure that was clear for you too.
I can guarantee everybody's going to bump the rate up to that so they don't have to fall under the regulation. And if they go over into that, now they're being regulated, and this bill could be something where the utilities are trying to avoid regulation. So I need to talk with people outside, and I may be a yes vote on the floor. That's why I'm just saying I'll be a no in committee with that trepidation. And if I go to yes, I will let everybody know that I'd looked into it on the floor, and we'll stand up and speak on behalf on the floor.
Understood. Okay. Any other discussion? I don't see any. We'd better have a roll call vote, please.
Representative Lindsey.
Aye.
Representative Nathanson.
Aye.
Representative Smith.
Aye.
Representative
Weisner. No.
Vice Chair Byer.
Aye.
Vice Chair Schumann.
Yes.
Chair Vann.
Yes.
Chair Reed.
Aye. Motion having received the required majority is declared passed. Senate Bill 142 heads to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and I would say a consent calendar, except Senator Weiner has prevented that, so...
Darn me.
Yeah, indeed. Is anyone dying to carry the bill?
Mr. Chair,
Representative Byer.
Maybe I can have someone write my speech for me.
Mr. Calvin could probably help with that. Thank you very much. Representative Byer will carry Senate Bill 142. Close the work session on Senate Bill 142 and open the work session on Senate Bill 534. Zach.
Senate Bill 534A is requiring an independent appraisal of car damage to be have a certificate or license.
Thank you. Another one, Representative Smith, that responding to your concerns, we didn't move when we heard it, so it's back. And do we need to hear any more from Mr. Fuller's here? Any question or discussion on this bill?
Okay.
There you go. Okay. Representative Benz?
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 534A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Benz moves Senate Bill 534A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Representative Sheehan?
I just have to declare a potential conflict of interest. I have a client that does this.
Okay.
My advertising agency.
Okay. Would suggest you make the same. If the motion passes and it goes to the floor, I suggest you do the same thing on the floor.
Thank you.
Other discussion?
I own a car that's over 10 years old.
That might be a broad class, Representative Weiner. I'm in that class, too. Very good. Representative Byer, who are you?
Yeah, okay. I just wanted to say, not to be contrary, I've still been trying to figure out exactly what we're doing with this and what we're trying to fix, so, which I was not clear from the last meeting, so I am probably going to be a no now, and then if I actually figure out what we're trying to accomplish, I will.
Would you like to ask Mr. Fuller now again, or no? Either way is fine.
No, he can come talk to us.
Okay, very good. Sounds like an invitation. Okay, so if there's not any more discussion, Representative Sheehan?
Just really quick, sorry. Mr. Chair, I'm going to be a yes today. The whenever something comes up that affects somebody in an industry that I've worked with, I usually like to check in with them. And I haven't completed those conversations yet, so I think that this is going to be fine. So I'm going to vote yes, but I'd like to reserve my right to vote no on the floor if that changes.
I don't think you need to do that officially, but that's right. I understand. That's perfectly fine.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
No problem. Any other questions? Okay. I think we'd better have a roll call vote, please.
Representative Smith?
Aye.
Representative Wagner?
Sure. Yes.
Representative Nathanson?
Aye.
Representative Lindsay?
Aye.
Vice Chair Byer?
No. Sorry.
Vice Chair Sheehan?
Yes.
Chair Vann?
Aye.
Chair Reed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Senate Bill 534A goes to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Another one of those ones that we everyone's clamoring to carry.
I carry if you need some.
Representative Smith, yes,
yeah,
volunteered to carry. Thank you very much. And we'll close the work session on Senate Bill 534. Is this a record for having exhausted the agenda? And
let's do it more often.
Mr. Chair, I must apologize for being late, but I had Rocky in my office going over health care bills, Senate Bill 99.
So. Rocky Balboa.
Rocky Balboa was there for health care.
Mr. Chair, do we want to suspend the rules to allow a couple members to vote on bills?
You have a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move that we suspend the rules to allow Representative Nathanson and Representative Widener to vote on Senate Bill 145.
Thank you. Representative Byer has moved to suspend the rules to allow Representative Widener and Representative Nathanson to vote on Senate Bill 145. Is there any objection to that motion? I don't see any. The motion carries. The rules are suspended. Representative Widener, how do you vote on Senate Bill 145?
Aye.
Thank you. And Representative Nathanson?
Aye.
Thank you. You were here for 877, both of you, right?
I was not.
Okay. Representative Byer?
Mr. Chair, I move we suspend the rules to allow Representative Widener to vote on Senate Bill 877.
Thank you. Representative Byer moves to suspend the rules to allow Representative Widener to vote on Senate Bill 877. Is there any objection? Don't see any. Representative Widener, how do you vote on Senate Bill 877?
Aye.
Thank you. Everyone got the others, right? You were here for 877? Okay, very good. If there's nothing else to come before the committee today, we will adjourn the meeting. Thank you.
Well, I think 3 minutes.